This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And this morning, finally, there's some good news for Europe, which is in the midst of the worst economic crisis in its history. The European Union has just won the Nobel Peace Prize for promoting peace and reconciliation across the continent for six decades. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
The timing of the Peace Prize is, on the face of it, bizarre. Relations between EU member states could hardly be worse. Anti-German feeling has reached a peak, especially in Greece. Protesters there routinely brandish the swastika, wear SS uniforms and a Hitler moustache. The German insistence on austerity has provoked an angry backlash throughout much of southern Europe. There's even friction between Germany and its most crucial ally, France. But analyst Simon Tilford says that's exactly why they're giving the EU the Nobel Prize for Peace.
The region is deep in crisis. It's very difficult to see a way out of it because of the political differences between the member states. And I think this is just an attempt, really, to boost confidence, esteem, and just give the whole region a shot in the arm.
He says the Nobel Committee could have gone further and given everyone a laugh. They could have awarded Europe the Nobel Prize for Economics. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.